This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannons on thousands of Hong Kong protesters Sunday. Many people are wearing masks in defiance of emergency laws. The protesters set up roadblocks and tossed firebombs. The pro-democracy demonstrators continue to defy authorities who have forbidden any type of large gathering in the semi-autonomous region. Protester Avery says that's exactly the type of thing that's motivated the protests.
The reason why number of protesters dropped was because the government are now refusing to refuse to authorize any peaceful protests. That means anyone who come out will inherently break the law. So that's the tactic that the Hong Kong government is using.
Police had beefed up security measures for the unauthorized rally, the latest in the unrest that has disrupted life in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory since early June. The Turkish Defense Ministry says one Turkish soldier was killed and another was wounded Sunday after an attack by the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia in northeast Syria. This despite a deal to pause military operations as militants withdraw from the area. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says overall the ceasefire appears to be holding. Esper went on to say U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria will be repositioned in western Iraq. He says their mission will be to defend Iraq and to counter the Islamic State. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he is canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing the Doral site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent an unsigned letter requesting a Brexit delay to the European Union. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent a letter to the European Union requesting a delay to Brexit, having been compelled to do so by the law. But the UK PM, who has said he would rather be dead in a ditch than ask for an extension, has simultaneously tried to distance himself from that letter by refusing to sign it. That's prompted criticism from some lawmakers that Johnson is being juvenile. In an unusual step, Johnson then sent three letters to Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council. The first was a brief cover note from Britain's EU envoy explaining that the government was simply complying with the law. The second was the unsigned photocopy of the text Johnson is obliged to send by that law. And the third was a letter in which he said he does not want an extension, and that further delay would damage the interests of the UK and our EU partners. Johnson did choose to sign that letter.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. India says on Sunday two soldiers and a civilian were killed in cross-border shelling with Pakistan in the disputed Kashmir region. Islamabad said six died on its side, making it one of the deadliest days since New Delhi revoked Kashmir's special status in August. Thousands of Rohingya living in Bangladesh refugee camps have agreed to move to an island in the Bay of Bengal. Officials said Sunday, despite fears the site is prone to flooding. Dhaka has long wanted to move 100,000 refugees to the island, saying it will take pressure off the overcrowded border camps where almost a million Rohingya live. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission is confirming it has delayed the planned release of preliminary results of the September 28th presidential poll. The commission's chief is apologizing to Afghans for not being able to meet the deadline. She is promising to release preliminary results as soon as possible, but did not say exactly when. Opposition groups are calling for continuing protests to demand that Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez be removed from office after his younger brother was convicted of drug trafficking in New York City. Thousands of Hondurans protested into the early hours of the morning after Juan Antonio Tony Hernandez was convicted Friday in what U.S. prosecutors described as a conspiracy that relied on state-sponsored drug trafficking. Egypt's Antiquities Authority has revealed the details of 30 ancient wooden coffins recently discovered in the southern city of Luxor. Mustafa Waziri, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, says the coffins were for men, women, and children from the 22nd dynasty, dating back nearly 3,000 years. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.